Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic, here on this July 11th, 2025. Have your host James here, and we are joined right now by our good friend Matt Zukowski is with us from Assumption Schools. Matt, thanks for being here.
James, always a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the energy and the fun that you bring to these conversations. And today in particular, we're going to be able to stretch our legs and talk a little bit about Assumption. Now, during the school year, there's so much going on. It's such a busy time. It's kind of fun in the summer to kind of just be able to focus on some other fun things going on at Assumption. One of them, we had our good friend, both of our good friend, and really our community's good friend, Mr. Brickhauser, in the other day. I take every opportunity I can to talk to that man as a side note, like on air, off air, doesn't matter. Love talking to Bob. But we were talking about the four-person scramble. I was hoping, if you don't mind, we could touch on that to kick off the conversation.
Absolutely, James. It's Bob Brickhauser. What more can you say? A man of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah.
And just going strong.
Yeah. I also don't know if people realize how funny that man is. He's very funny. He's got a great sense of humor.
Dry sense of humor.
His wit
is razor sharp.
It really is, yeah.
And that'll never change. But the golf scramble, what this really is important, James, it's a fundraiser for the athletic department. And that is so important because I know in the past when you've had me on here, James, we talked about the value of having kids, the life lessons they learn. Mm-hmm. Participating in athletics.
Yeah.
And with that being said, there's a cost. There's a cost to be able to provide these programs, cost to have our kids on our teams. Mm-hmm. For example, I was, and these are things you really don't think about. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say for our basketball teams, for the boys and girls, even our football, just the cost to travel to other schools to play. Mm-hmm. And there's a transportation cost. Just things behind the scene.
Yeah.
That you're not aware of. The cost for making sure we have the most updated equipment. So this golf scramble, huge for us to provide Assumption they still have a quality athletic program. And this year it's July 18th, a week from today. I looked at the forecast. It looks to be a dandy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah.
It really does. Not too hot. And it's at the Ridges.
Which is always great. We shout out the Ridges. Wonderful location. They do a great job hosting these things. That the golf over there is, certainly legendary in this area. My brother comes back to this area all the time just to go to the Ridges and golf. And I think he might even be a part of this one. He's a former Assumption alum a proud grad of Assumption, Nick is. With this, and it's through Nick that I learned a lot of what talking with you and Bob and Randy Paul, of course, about these things. And really gave me an insight to doing this job eventually. This is years ago that I learned these things through Nicholas and stuff and a lot of that. Nick transferred from Lincoln to Assumption in the middle of his high school career. And a big reason why he did was the athletic program over there and how much that meant to him and being a part of football over there and some of those things. And it really brought something to attention to me. Now, with the golf scramble, here is something our community does better than anybody. We have a good time with a good cause, and you're going to be able to have fun. You know, we know how much people love golf in this area, and especially at the Ridges. So you're out there, you got your team together, you're having fun, and as much fun as you're having, you also get to feel even better because you know you're adding to a great cause. Now, that cause that Matt's talking about there, and we talked about this with Bob earlier in the week, we support all of our high schools. We love every single one of our high schools around here. But I'm not saying anything that isn't known by this community. We've talked a lot about Assumption Athletics over the last handful of years, and highly the Assumption girls team, basketball team, and the success that they have had. We've talked about the tennis team recently and some of these others and everything. When we talk about that, I hope other people are also hearing, not only first and foremost, supporting these kids and their endeavors, and certainly what sports brings to people. The guys like you and I, Matt, and many of our listeners out there know, I would have had no friends without athletics. I was horrible at making friends. They saw that I was fast, and all of a sudden people, hey, Mailoff, and they knew who I was, and all of a sudden I got friends. That's athletics gave that to me. Athletics give kids such an idea of working with others, of what it is like to real-life pressure situations without the stakes being ultra high or anything like that in many regards. But what Assumption brings into this community economically and what these sports bring in economically, go ahead and try to put a price on that. Go ahead. Like, I'll wait. There's literally no number you can put on that. You can give me all the data you want. You can't put a number on some of these things. For every time that Assumption is doing well in a particular sport and they're traveling and people are coming to those games more, or they're traveling here to these games because, well, playing Assumption matters. It means something to play that team. It means something to beat that team. So it's not just the team coming here. It's the family's teams coming here and bringing into our economy. Good teams bring that. And Assumption has had a lot of good teams. And here you have an opportunity to impact that. You have an opportunity to help out with that. Just playing golf. Just yes. Having fun. Doing exactly what I was just saying. You know, playing a sport and adding to the economy of your community or a school in the community that adds to our economy. This is a full circle thing. And it helps. And it's great to see for these kids to know the backing that they have. When we support them win or lose. We support these kids regardless of what they're doing out there on the field. It's cool for them to see that support through an event like this.
You know, James, excellent points. And you're absolutely right about everything you just said. And I just wanted to acknowledge that it was an incredible year this past year for Assumption Athletics. You mentioned, of course, the girls' basketball team and tennis. But I want to give a shout-out to Bella Thomas, who is just a rare generational talent. She is a sprinter on our track team, won the state championship in the 100 and 200 meter, and she's going to be a senior next year, and she's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, she's something. I've been wanting to get her on Playmakers. As much as I talk about other sports, track and field is really my thing. I love track and field, and I'd love to talk to that amazing young lady. It also blows me away. I keep thinking, forgetting that she's not a senior, that she's senior next
she's
year.
She's a senior
That's
next
crazy.
Year.
That's crazy.
Just a powerhouse. And James, as far as the golf scramble, just one last thing, and not too late to enter. And I was just in the lobby before I came on with you talking to Pam and Laura, and we just talked about, and you mentioned this earlier, how many golf scrambles there are supporting great causes. And I think something stands out with Assumption. You mentioned it's at the Ridges. You can't beat that. But a lot of fellowship, a lot of our alumni there. Of course, you have the Burkhausers. Can't go wrong with spending time with them. And a lot of our athletes are there to volunteer as well at the holes, the golf holes. So it's a great thing. And we have two starting times. There's a 7 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. And any more information, go to our website or contact our athletic department.
Yeah. You can find out that information at AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. Be sure to bookmark that page as well. And we'll give you the main office number and everything, and give you that email, website, Addy, again, before we wrap up. A couple of other things I wanted to talk with you about, Matt, as long as I got you in studio here, and we had this kind of free time. I mentioned my brother. And it wasn't until Nick did this that I even knew this was a thing, to be honest with you. I didn't know you could move to another high school or something along those lines. But and to be fair, and this is something that I've talked with Nick before about, so I'm not sharing anything here that he wouldn't want me to. A lot of this started with athletics for him. And he grew up in an athletic household. My father was an athlete, all these things. But we also grew up in a mixed culture, a mixed faith household, with my mother being Jewish and my father being Catholic. Sure. And Nicholas always had a very strong curiosity for Catholicism and understanding it more and wanting to be a part of it a little bit more, like my Nana and my father and so many of that. And Assumption kind of offered that to him. And after working out some things, and it wasn't easy for him to do this. It wasn't like he just decided to and we got him over there. It wasn't something that was really affordable for a family like in my economic range and some of those things. So it was through a lot of good people and a lot of good work that he was able to go there, and he graduated from Assumption. I won't say the year because I love him and I won't mention that. But it was such a cool story for me to see my brother not only find this opportunity there, not only meet his future wife there, and shout out to Kim, my sister, not my sister-in-law, my sister, but also find his kind of, for lack of a better way to put this, his voice and his faith and finding that something is something that means so much to him, and more, I think, the older he gets. It's cool. It's really been cool to see. And it's what my mother and father wanted for us. They didn't want to put a faith on us. They wanted us to find it, or it to find us. And it did for my brother. That's how it worked out. And Assumption gave him that. I will be eternally thankful to that school for that, along with, of course, all the cool things they do for our community and many of my friends' kids and stuff like that that have been at Assumption. It's just one other thing that we highlight when we talk about enrollment with Assumption and a lot of the things that they do over there, Matt.
You were amazing with that, James. You really hit so much on the head.
And I had a chance to think about it before the interview.
so well articulated. I would say what the listening audience should know is there may be a conception that going to Assumption, you have to be Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. I've been here a year and a half in my role, and I can say a lot of our students, even a lot of our faculty, are not Catholic. But it has that spiritual bedrock, as you mentioned, James, that's so important. A lot of our high school students are not Catholic that I've gotten to know. And so it's welcome for everybody. It's very inclusive. And our enrollment, we're probably at a little over 400 kids pre-K through 12th. In our locations, we have actually four locations. We have an early childhood development center at St. Lawrence, Our Lady Queen of Heaven School for pre-K through 2nd, St. Vincent de Paul, 3rd through 5th, and then at our high school, middle school, 6th through 12th grade. So we are always welcoming for people that want to enroll at Assumption. If you're interested, you had mentioned, James, about tuition. We're a private institution. So with that being said, the tuition is, the cost is obviously a factor of being able to go to school. But we do have financial assistance available. And I strongly suggest, if you're interested, that you contact our enrollment director. That's Carrie Minnell. Her direct line is 715-422-0901, or you can go to our website and find out more about that. And the last thing I want to say on this, James, what really, some people may say, well, what is the big difference about going to Assumption versus, let's say, some other school? And to me, it really comes down to this. We welcome God, and He's present in our classrooms. And that's really all I have to say about that.
Hmm. If I can piggyback on that, Matt, just a quick stat. Class from 2015 to 2025, Assumption has had a graduation rate of 100%. Following graduation, 94% of their students attend college or university or tech school, trade school, or even enter them into the military. Those are just really impressive numbers, and that is impacting the future.
Quality education, awesome. Smaller classroom sizes, passionate group of teachers. It's really it's a gem.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bingo! And I just, any chance I can shout bingo, I got to do it. It's something I used to play bingo with my nan and papa when I first moved to Wisconsin, and we enjoyed it. Went fun. We lived in Rome at the time and went to the Rome Town Center. They would have bingo. I can't remember if it was weekly or not, but I didn't know what bingo was until then, and I didn't know that it was something that kids like my age, I was like 12, 13 at the time. I didn't know that kids like me didn't play bingo. I thought it was just fun to play. It's such a cool game. But then as I got older and I realized this community loves bingo, Matt. It's popular around here. We mention it every Wednesday with our friends at the Elks Lodge, and we've got another great one we want to mention as well with this.
Bingo. You did a great job with that, James, with your enthusiasm. Americans love to gamble.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. Yeah, and then our bingo is something that is truly unique. And I just want to get the word out there of that we offer it. You had mentioned there's other organizations that have bingo. I like to think our bingo program is a cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And we have everything organized and coordinated by a group of parents called our Rural Parents, a passionate group of people. They're more like our booster.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of great things to raise money for our schools, our sports teams. But a big thing that they do, James, is they run the bingo. Now, we have 15 dates, and our bingo is held on Sunday afternoons at our high school. And as I mentioned, we have 15 dates. We begin September 7th. Doors open at noon, and the actual bingo is from 1 to 3 p.m. And there's 10 plays. And I'm hoping getting this right, because the royal parents would kill me if I mess up. But there is 10 cards, and it is something. Now, the way it's run, certain schools or grade levels or athletic teams can sign up for one of the 15 dates and volunteer, and they get some of their proceeds. And usually the proceeds kind of cap off to $1,000, and that's a lot of money. Let's say St. Vincent de Paul wants to do two bingo dates. They can use the proceeds to go on a field trip. So these are, again, cover costs that, us being a private institution, very big. And what really draws a lot of people to bingo, James, is what we call a progressive blackout jackpot. That it's always the last card that's played. And if no one wins, the proceeds accumulates. For example, the date, the first date in September, the blackout jackpot is $1,000.
Wow.
And the thing keeps adding. And I remember I was here last, you know, when I first started off here, the jackpot was, I think, $3,500. And I was told it was as much as seven a couple years ago. But that brings people in, and it's really a good chance for fellowship. You're supporting a great cause, and there's concessions. The royal parents do a great job, a first-class job of organizing it. You know, and one thing that's interesting in September, so our dates in September are September 7th, September 21st, October 5th, October 19th, November 9th and the 23rd, and our last one of the year is December 7th. I haven't looked at the Packers schedule yet to see if there's any conflicts, but you can always tape the Packers games if there is. And so anyway, it's just a great fun event, and I highly recommend the community and our listening audience to check it out. And I want to give a shout-out to some of the key people that make it possible. And this group of people are part of the Royal Parents. We have Joe Verrink, Lindsey Grauman, Tanya Halbersma, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Amanda Brayton, Joy Kraft, Stacy Laramie. I'm sure I'm missing some other people that are essential, but they are there every Sunday, and they are pretty amazing what they do, James.
Learn more about this. Make plans to attend bingo and the golfing about the scramble and so many other great events that are going on in the Assumption. In the summer is a great time to look at that calendar and start mapping some of that stuff out and planning for it. You can find out more by going to their website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. That's all one word. And their main office number is 715-422-0900. That is 422-0900. Be sure to call that for other, if you can't get them online or anything. And Matt, thank you so much for the time. It's always good hanging out with you and talking.
James, always a pleasure, and thanks for having me, and have a great afternoon.
You too, man. You too. And you guys, thank you for joining us here on WFHR's Rapids Report.